This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? Someone have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Good afternoon. It is Thursday, August 17th, 2017, and we are live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
where you can make all your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. It's BSS Carolinas, of course. I am B3Xponent. And one of the gentlemen that's sitting across from me is, needs no introduction at this point, Mr. 315. Is it Trace Uno Cinco?
Trace Uno Cinco.
Mr. Trace Uno Cinco.
Trace Uno Cinco.
In the building.
Trace Uno Cinco.
Like that, right? And, of course, my other guest from New York, always in that Empire State of Mind, SD Smoochy.
Free Zeke.
Free Zeke.
Let him play, man.
Well, he need to free himself by keeping his hands off women, doesn't he?
And if in that case, then Ben Roethlisberger got a couple games to sit.
I think the statute of limitations is gone for that now.
No, I'm backtracking.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. It's double jeopardy at this point. Yeah, you can't be tried for the same charge twice. Before we get deep into segment four, man. I got to tell what I feel, man. We talked about it a little bit on Monday. We touched on it. And for me, I couldn't get it off my brain, man, so I felt like Thursday I had to bring it back. Question I'm going to pose. Is professional sports getting too soft? We see it all the time. The NBA, all the friends want to play on the same team with their AAU buddies. They're out here, LeBron flying into New York to go play with KD and Melo in a pickup game.
That was
which
dope.
Which is a damn shame because – KD and Melo were on the same team. Even in the pickup game, they don't want to play with LeBron James. The NFL, they're crying about too many practices. We're practicing too much. We can't take it. Talked about it with NASCAR, all these young drivers. Oh, we're friendly. We're happy to see you win. Golf is the same way. Justin Thomas won the PGA Championship. Ricky Fowler, punk ass, been on the damn tour since 2009. Ain't won in the crap. Oh, I love my man Justin Thomas. He's the best, man. Instead of being upset at his sorry play. Is professional sports getting too soft?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Everything, for every reason you just said.
Yeah. Is it taking away your interest? Is it turning you off?
The NFL might be the worst to me these days. I mean, I think in 10 years, this is going to be a flag football league.
Maybe not even 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-hand touch.
Yeah, man. It's – yeah. I do. NBA is bad. It's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day about probably a few years back when the New Orleans Hornets, back when they were still in New Orleans, played the Spurs in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm.
Did you know that Chris Paul was staying at Tony Parker's house during that series?
Was he?
And Byron Scott was pissed.
Like,
Eva Longoria's cooking all them dinner, and it was crazy. They're going head-to-head in the playoffs, and he was spending the night at his house.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like, what? Oh my God, man!
Yep,
I know I sound old, but could you imagine Michael Jordan having Barkley and the boys staying up in the crib during the finals?
That's what I'm saying.
Or Karl Malone, right. Come on, Karl, come crash with us during the finals.
Yep,
Yep. Shoot. I don't understand the softness of sports. And, I mean, it's really pissing me off. People used to be devastated when they lose in championship games. And you see LeBron now. He's 3-5 in the finals. One of the greatest of the generation. Anytime he loses in the finals, well, I put out my best effort. I gave 150%. I can live with the results. Why can you live with the results of losing every freaking year or every other year in the finals? Who calls themselves one of the greatest or the greatest of all time and is comfortable with the results of losing in the finals every other year?
Yep. They took out competition and substituted for sportsmanship.
Is that what it is? That's what the new word is?
Yeah, I was reading an article about a kid that is suing a coach for $150,000.
What?
Because that kid felt like he was being bullied.
Bullied?
By the coach.
Bullied how? Was the coach making him do wind sprints and not anybody else do wind sprints?
But see that question that you asked? Was the coach making that kid do extra wind sprints? And we all had that coach that made us go that extra mile. And to us, that's the coach.
That's trying to push you. Trying to get you better.
That sees some type of potential in you that he didn't see in anybody else and is trying to push you. And that was, and I only glimpsed over the article, but I just thought that was just like crazy.
Over just that?
It was over like a plethora of things. You know, the coach, the kid said there was some name calling.
I should have sued my coach then.
Right?
It was some name calling, and he felt that he was always the one that's being singled out and made the example of as far as the team. And once again, we all, you know, anybody that's played any type of sport, and you know, when you have that, you felt like that coach really saw something in you. If a coach said, hey, look, this made an example out of you, you were going to prove to the coach and to the teammates, you know, you was going to step up to the challenge each and every time. And now that's considered bullying.
I think you got to get these kids to start signing contracts, man. If you come out here and you make my team, as a coach, I can talk to you and I can ask you to do anything that's legal in between the white lines.
As long as you put hands on anybody. Right?
And I ain't got you running 5 miles in 100-degree weather trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Kids are soft, man. These millennials, these generation, it's not generation, is it Generation Z?
Yeah.
The
bad part about it is I'm a millennial.
But everybody's raised different. People don't believe in hard work. They want it handed to them on a silver platter and spoon fed to them on a silver spoon.
And I don't get that. Because to me, it was, if you were better than me, I don't want to be on your team. I want to destroy you. I'm going, with basketball, we're going one-on-one. If it's a game and I knew you had all the schools, I'm guarding you. Because what's the worst that can happen?
You going to put it on me? So what? Yeah. I'm out here playing. I'm competing. I'm trying to bust your ass.
Yeah, that's it. Because especially, and I don't, especially with AAU basketball, I don't get that. Like, why do you want to team up with all the guys that got all the great schools? Like, I'm trying to play against those guys. Because guess what? The guys that's going to Duke and North Carolina and Michigan State, after the game, they're still going to Duke, North Carolina, and Michigan State. So if I go at your neck, somebody's going to notice me.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I passed Zion Williams the ball. Who are you again?
I mean, there's a lot of people that pass Zion Williams. Did you throw it down? Were you 15 feet in the air?
Right. So, you know, in those highlight films, it's just – once again, man, competition has been replaced with sportsmanship.
It's weak. It is soft. It's soft. It's softer than baby's ass right now. And it smells like baby shit. And I don't like it, man. They need to pick up the competition again in sports. They need to be. It should hurt you so deeply to lose in the championship that you can't come out of your room for like a month. Because you keep reliving
what you could have done to have won.
And getting back to LeBron, what he the thing he should do, he lost in 4-1. When you look, we should never have seen him. We shouldn't even be seeing LeBron right now. But we see him every day on Instagram.
He lost 4-0 to San Antonio. He lost 4-1 to Golden State.
And when you lose like that, you disappear for a while. You have us wonder, damn, I wonder what LeBron's doing.
And all they're talking about is where's LeBron going next season. Who cares? He's going to get you to the finals, but he's probably going to lose.
And my thing is, we see him every day. Go on your social media. You will see LeBron every day.
Every day. Every single day. Everywhere.
You lost. We don't want to hear from you right now. We don't.
It's not even that. It's you're playing pickup ball against the person
that just whooped your ass.
But on the flip side of that, KD was doing that too. Him and KD always work out together. That's another thing.
Why are you gonna give a player a chance to see you working on your moves? Like Smoochie was talking about in the offseason, I don't want you to see what moves I'm adding to the game.
And they've been doing that for years now.
That's ridiculous. Like,
KD and LeBron been doing that for years.
Like, you never heard Mike say, hey, you know, I'm working out with Magic.
Right?
No.
Then you remember a few years back on Cleveland's off day in Miami, they were playing the Heat. They're going to play the Heat. On Cleveland's off day, him and Dwayne Wade and Jim working out together.
Well, chilling, grinning. Mm-hmm, yep. And Cleveland came out and got smoked by 30 points that game.
No, that was that's the one that got beat. And 30.
Coach Lou went crazy on him.
Yep.
Like all this buddy stuff. Like Coach Lou, his best highlight was when Allen Iverson stepped over him. But you saw this dude was a gritty competitor. He didn't care who was handling the ball. It's Allen Iverson, one of the greatest scorers in the prime of his powers this time. I'm up on you. I'm checking you as hard as I can. And show me up. So what?
And the sitting bothers me too.
Yeah, the rest. Which the NBA supposedly has solved that, but we'll see.
With the LeBron rule?
That's the San Antonio rule.
Yeah, but
thank you, Coach Pop.
Pop birthed that.
Pop.
Yeah, Pop birthed that one.
But, yeah, I mean, it really, as a competitor, like, it really, like, grinds my gears.
Right? I want to see the best hate each other and go at it. And when y'all retire and y'all ain't playing for nothing, go be best friends. Go That's golf. It. Go do whatever you want to freaking do. Like KD running to the 73-win Golden State Warriors. Hey.
He was recruited.
Yeah. Steph Curry was in the Hamptons with the rest of the team. KD, come on, man. We begging you, man. We can't handle LeBron. All four of us, all stars, we can't handle LeBron. You can't handle us. We all get together. We'll be the superpower of all the superpowers.
Like, it's getting out of hand now.
Yeah, and also the wedding, Harrison Barnes' wedding, Steph was doing a thing, and Kyrie's like right there next to Steph.
He just giggling.
Steph just busted your behind 3 months ago.
Busting his hot behind for a few years. Like,
that's crazy.
And I understand all of them played on the Olympic Select World Championship team in 2012? Yeah, it was 2012. They all were together. That's the year Steph Curry, I think, came back and won the MVP award.
Yeah.
Because that was the weirdest one to me as far as Cat. That was weirder to me than the pickup game where Kyrie and Steph at the wedding. Kyrie's laughing at what Steph is doing.
He was chuckling hard, man.
and that's crazy because there's some guys that I played against in high school who I still hate. Like,
on the court or in life?
It depends on what school.
Man, like, look, dude, I remember playing rec football and guys were trying to take out my knees and hit me with low blows. I'm like, yo, this is racquetball. We ain't even playing. The guys were playing dirty. What happened to those days, man? Let's bring back the good days. Come on, let's stop being so sore. You don't want sports to die. Y'all better pick it up. Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, the fight is in 2 weeks. Can't believe it's right around the corner.
Saturday.
Man, Mayweather called McGregor a racist, a racial comments. McGregor has put out video of him knocking down Paulie Malignaggi, which doesn't mean anything because Paulie Malignaggi, even when he was in his prime, ain't a great boxer and really didn't have the best hand speed or the best power and the best chin. Anyway, an $880,000 bet was placed on Floyd Mayweather.
I saw that.
If Floyd does mess around and loses, if you're the dude that placed the $880,000 bet, would you go whoop Floyd's ass after the fight? Or just go take out him and his crew? Or does that sound like this is the biggest setup ever? Who puts $880,000 on a person and expect them to lose?
Because Floyd will win.
That's what I think.
Pretty easy.
But
I'm still surprised this fight is even. I'm expecting them to call it off.
They went. They actually agreed on 8 ounce gloves. Nevada Commission said 8 ounce gloves.
Definitely happening.
Which is going to give Floyd a better chance to knock McGregor out. That's what he was looking for.
The closer this fight comes, the more I'm kind of now excited about seeing it. Now
I'm actually excited about this sport more so than other. Because hey, I know what I'm gonna get from Floyd. I know how his fighting style is going to be, but he ain't going to be friendly with Conor during the fight, up to the fight. Kel, Conor, come stay at my house the night before, man. And let's have some steak dinners. Let's go rent out the Bellagio.
Now, have they any theaters here around here going to be showing it?
I'm pretty sure they'll have one or two set up. If not, you know, you can go down to Buffalo Wild Wings or some bar. Somebody will have a fight on.
Or get it on your Fire Stick.
Yeah. Or stream it off Periscope.
Because it's not going
to
be.
Somebody will be.
Somebody streaming.
Because it ain't going to be on my dime.
You ain't spending $99.99 for the high definition package.
No, sir.
Nah.
What do you want from this fight? Do you want a knockout? Do you want?
I do. Okay. I won't see it, but I do. The last time Floyd knocked someone was 1998, 99.
What about Ricky Hatton? Oh, that was a technical knockout, so I guess that doesn't count, huh?
Yeah. Straight knockout. Floyd didn't knock anybody out in 17, 18 years.
Damn. This had been that long?
Yep.
90. That's crazy.
Yep, 99.
Okay, Floyd. I hope he knocks him out, and that would be so. He catches him with a beautiful right hand, and McGregor's eyes roll up in his head,
or just a nice counter punch, which he's great at doing.
I just
hope it goes the distance.
Yeah, now, if Floyd fights like he usually fights, then
it will.
It will. Mm-hmm. It absolutely will.
I hope so, man. It's crazy.
But yeah, I'm actually kind of a tad excited about it. the closer we get to it, the closer we get to it, like, okay, I'm kind of interested now.
Yeah, when they're saying they're charging $50 to watch it in theaters.
$50?
Yeah.
It's 40. No, 40.
Oh, $40?
$40.
Mm-hmm. $40? Mm-hmm. And I saw the undercard. The undercard doesn't look that exciting. Am I paying for that undercard too? That's what y'all got me paying for?
I'm just going to go to see. I'm going to somebody's viewing party.
Go watch it for a little while. And if I'm with it and it's a good entertaining fight, I'm probably going to be watching anyway because I'm going to be drinking and watching. I'm pouring back them shots. I need to find some money to put together and bet it on Floyd. Bet it all on Floyd.
What if Floyd loses?
What if he loses? That would be the biggest disgrace of not only Floyd Mayweather's reputation, but of the sport of boxing.
He's risking it all, too.
Ever.
He's risking his undefeated record in this fight.
Conor has nothing to lose. Conor gets paid. Even if he takes an L, he goes back to UFC. He's still their biggest star. He's still in all the main events. You know, he loses nothing. And if he loses, he's expected to lose. He's not a boxer. Floyd has everything riding on his shoulders.
I thought that Pacquiao fight. I thought the same thing. I think Pacquiao should destroy this dude. Mm-mm. Pacquiao lost.
Nope.
Man, I can't wait, man.
Pacquiao threw over 400 punches in that fight.
And landed, what,
40? 11 or something. It was a crazy number.
I mean, Pacquiao was going after him. He was trying to put in that work. And anytime he did land one or two, Floyd would clinch him.
No, I'm talking about Pacquiao's last fight. He got shafted.
Yeah, he got shafted. Pacquiao beat the crap.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah. I forget his name.
Yeah, if you don't even remember the dude's name.
He got a win in his hometown. They were just looking out for that guy.
I mean, Teddy Atlas got up from the seat and told the dude, you lost this fight.
Straight up. So, he asked him, well, what do you feel about a win that you shouldn't have gotten?
Well, the judge is right.
Anyway, it's all good. Before we close the show, a little baseball news. Los Angeles Dodgers, as Rock happened to point out, as he points out all the time when his teams are doing good, are 51 games above 500. Four legitimate MVP candidates on the squad. are they a lot to win the World Series? No. Would you put 10,000 on them right now to win the World Series? You say no. Why?
Kershaw, playoffs don't mix.
Well, he's not playing, and they're still rolling over teams. They added Yu Darvish. Hill has been a good pitcher for them. Kelly Jansen is a dynamite closer. They got about four or five really strong bats. It's hard to find a weakness with their team.
It's just something about the playoffs and the Dodgers, man. Like, they forget.
They forget what they did in the regular season and
somebody choked. And it normally falls on Kershaw.
It's either game five or game seven. They need him to go seven or eight strong innings, and he gives up the goat, huh?
Yeah, he gives up like four home runs, and he has that look on his face, that damn look.
Like, what? It wasn't me. We got to give him a little California love. The Dodgers are playing amazing baseball. If they going to win the World Series, this got to be the year. You are not guaranteed to have years like this.
Yeah, when you're 50, over 50 games, over 500, no.
And you barely lost. You've lost less than 10 games out of your last 60 games. You got to win. I would say they are the heavy favorite, the betting favorite. And I'm going to put them as a lock to at least get to the World Series. And that's a big statement. There's still a lot of baseball left. Yeah, can happen. If they stay injury free, for me,
Cardinals,
they are a lot to make it. You like the Redbirds? You still like the Redbirds?
Cardinals, it's something about them, man. They possess an ability. They just fly under the radar.
And they've always seemed to have had the Dodgers number the past few years, especially Clayton Kershaw. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I think they are a lock.
We'll see, man. Everybody wants to see a Dodgers and Yankees World Series.
I'm definitely rooting for it.
Can you imagine the ratings on that World Series, man?
Right? The two biggest markets out there.
And that would be like a whole lot better than the Subway World Series.
You think? Yeah. Well, the Mets and the Yankees that year was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It was okay. It was all right for the World Series.
The Brooklyn Dodgers come back and compete in New York.
All right.
That'd be dope, man. All right. Let's go ahead and close this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas with a little Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
All right, this week we want to say bon voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, thank you for tuning in. Check out our shows. Our shows are plastered from the past few years on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, The Breakdown Sports Show, Facebook, and webpage. Mr. 315 shares shows, Smoochie shares shows, Legion of Greatness Network has shared shows. I'm always sharing shows. Check us out. Please leave your comments. We're always happy to talk to all the fans. And, of course, we got to say bon voyage to Cristiano Ronaldo, suspended 5 matches for shoving a ref, which it doesn't matter to him because that guy makes a crap load of freaking money.
Paid vacation.
Unpaid vacation, Zeke Elliott, 6 games.
And I didn't know it. What we didn't mention about Zeke, did he lose $8 million?
Yeah, I'm off $8 million. He's bound to lose $8 million off that contract. 46.
Man.
That is a huge, huge, huge number.
Keep your hands to yourself. Allegedly.
No charges have been filed, but
he ain't do it, man.
You might not be guilty, but you're not all that innocent.
All right.
The last football player we did this for was OJ, man. He might have did it. I don't know.
You got any bon voyages for him, Smoke?
Man, just check us out. Baller's Life podcast tomorrow, 12 to 1:30. Check us out, rotoden.com. Legion of Greatness Radio Network on Facebook. Blessed Greatness on Twitter. Herb_nerd on Twitter. And thank you, everybody, for the support. BSS Carolinas on Twitter as well, man.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'm excited to talk some sneakers with you guys tomorrow. I am pumped.
Bring your kicks, man.
I'm gonna bring a pair. Any Bon Voyage 315?
I just keep it sweet every time, man. See y'all next week.
And always.
You ain't gonna say nothing about Mitchell Trubisky?
We couldn't fit him in. I mean, he had a good game.
Bon Voyage to anybody that thinks Mitchell Trubisky is going to be good. That was four stringers,
yeah,
guys.
That's what I said.
With a vanilla defense. Let's slow your roll.
But he looked good himself, but what he was playing against was nothing.
I mean, you better beat fourth stringers.
Those guys he went up against will not be on the Denver roster.
Hey, let's say Bon Voyage to them guys because they get cut. As always, sports is life, and you can catch us everywhere. Side piece.
Side piece.